This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Friday, November 15th. Will fund shorts weighing on the corn market in Thursday trading from the floor of the CME in Chicago? Here's Scott Shelley.
Let's talk quickly. Well, not quickly. We can talk about corn. Kind of just hanging around here, waiting to do what it wants to do next. We have to kind of take a look at the technicals when we are kind of done with our fundamental news. We just got that last report on Friday, mildly bullish, but we're still not really reacting. And I think things are being weighed down a little bit by the fact that we've got reports out there that the funds are short about 100,000 contracts. That's not massive, but that shows you what their inkling is. Is number one. And number two is, you know, maybe that's just the fuel that the fire needs for a little bit of a squeeze higher. So we kind of have to keep that in mind, right? Because that's going to be something that could light this thing on fire and get these bulls what they want before the end of the year.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 1.25 at 507.5. December corn was up a half point at 375.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 595 to 6 even. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were down 2.5, ranging from 582.25 to 597.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were down 2.5, ranging from 657.75 to 687.75. Club wheat with ordinary protein for November was unchanged, ranging from 595 to 770. Live cattle for December was up 97.5 cents at 119.20. November feeder cattle was up $1.05 at 146.72.5. And November class 3 milk was up a nickel at 2024.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.